This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
All right, my turn again. I used to keep Nicorette in my car, and when my friends would ask for a piece of gum, I'd give them nicotine addictions.
Huh. This song is too long.
Do you guys have any more, or do you want me to round them out?
What the hell is your problem?
What, man? What's wrong with what I said?
You gave your friends nicotine addictions.
Did any of them become addicted to cigarettes?
Huh?
Did any of them get a cigarette
Sometimes
addiction because of you?
Sometimes when I have some free time, I submit my resume and cover letter for jobs that I'm kind of qualified for, get a job interview, do the job interview, get an offer, and then ghost the company. If you wear a janitorial outfit, you can get into any building after hours. I've robbed like 20 hedge funds.
I think he's just doing his half hour
for us. Yeah, where'd you
pull
the tune? Oh, that's nice.
That's Tell Me Why by Neil Young.
Learn how to play it better.
What's that?
A lot of the times it's not coming out well.
You're driving. Do not use your soundboard. You're holding a mic. Don't keep your eyes on the road. Christ almighty. What are you doing?
Zoom is talking
to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast. Just a little nervous, actually, because I'm on the road.
Why?
Yeah, this is insane.
I wasn't home yet. So
I
knew
that
this was
going to
happen.
Don't look at the fucking Zoom.
No, I'm not looking at the Zoom. I'm trying to like maintain eye contact, because otherwise, how are you going to make a connection during a conversation? But
you're holding a microphone.
Oh,
you really should
God.
Have hands at 10 and 2, right? You're supposed to have two hands on the wheel. This is so distracting.
This is work. I don't know what else to say.
Don't. Put that on us.
I'm obviously on the clock. I'm on the spot too, because we have to put out a podcast every week, but that doesn't mean that my schedule isn't subject to change, right? I might need to be on the go. And
what's your setup
to
right
make
now?
Make a show. What's that?
Like, what are you plugged into right now? How are you on the web?
This computer.
I have my laptop on the center console here, and you know, obviously connected to my Wi-Fi hotspot on my phone, which is costing me a pretty penny. So when all things are calculated even, it's gonna be breaking even. I'm not gonna make a fucking dime off of this.
It'd be funny if you flew off. We see you fly off. Water fills the screen.
Do a Helix ad quick before you go.
Let's play Dolly Parton or I Beg Your Pardon.
Where are you going?
I was just coming back from...
Why are you going?
What's that?
Why are you going?
I'm coming back from an eye appointment at the Benjamin Eye Institute, LipaFlow round 2. And basically it's for my Bohmian gland dysfunction. So
yeah, we know.
You're
driving while podcasting and you have bad eyes.
How do you know about my Bohmian gland dysfunction?
Yeah,
you talked about
it. You get your oil glands massaged.
I don't want to like monopolize the time of the podcast here. So why don't we all go around, say one thing that we're excited about. Let's start with Marika.
The road is so bumpy. You're like moving a lot in the car. It's not a smooth ride to you.
Sorry about that.
Where are you?
I'm in Echo Park.
Are you like off-roading? Yeah, of course he froze. He's not going to have good. He's not going to have good internet the whole ride. That's impossible.
He's on a hot spot. Oh boy.
He's on a not spot.
I mean, he asked what we're excited for. I guess I'm frankly excited for him to get home so that he's safe and not in a car driving.
I'm excited to say I'm busy next time Jeff texts and asks if I can do the podcast.
Yeah, like if we were in this situation, we wouldn't do it. And then he like sort of set it up in a way that he would have to do it from the road, knowing full well that it like the internet wouldn't hold.
It took more planning to do it this way than to just
say like, can we do two instead of one?
He's wearing professional headphones in the car. Are you? And by the way, sorry, just speaking of, the recording stopped because he left. But you're just fucking eating, you know, speaking
I'm
of being unprofessional.
Because,
you're
what,
just having
you just
French
like
fries.
Dropped something in your mouth like a mother bird to her
baby. I was trying to time my meal to have finished before we started recording. Mm-hmm. But like I was baking these sweet potato fries and they weren't done until after. So Avital brought me a few. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat on the show. But then like Jeff is driving and it just felt so casual that like,
right.
I could, all bets are off pretty much at this point. Jeff is gone, we should say. He got disconnected entirely. So we don't even know if this will be part of the show.
We don't know.
Let me see that sweet potato fry.
I
got to
see
up?
What that.
That looks like it's still not. It's still not done. That looks. It is soggy.
The problem is
moist.
They start frozen, and I just use like a toaster oven. I guess I should do an air fryer, but I didn't. I have yet to pull the trigger. It feels redundant.
They start. You get this frozen sweet potato, and you bake them in the oven. They still come out wet.
Yeah, like the bottoms get baked and like crispy because they're touching the metal, and then the top just sort of stays soft because it's like it goes from ice to water.
You gotta rotate those.
Yeah, and I try to, but then they're stuck on the bottom. So like I can't
even
rotate them.
Are you broiling that or baking that? Is that a convection?
Baking that at like 425, yeah.
We're actually going to need to slate again.
What's that?
One,
you're getting pulled over.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I'm so sorry, guys.
I know what happened. We know what happened.
I think I lost service or something.
Are you lost? You're driving erratically as if you're lost. Don't look at the computer. Fucking eyes on the road.
No, I'm almost home. I'm almost home. So this is, we're rounding third and heading. Say with me, Marika.
I have nothing to say.
Home, yeah.
Oh, got it.
What Great. Did I miss? Hamilton?
As the host, you did miss some stuff we were talking about. I guess using a toaster oven or a convection oven, is that what it's called, versus an air fryer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, one fucking second.
If you're not happy with the conversation, then you should have been here to lead it.
No, it's hard because I like my service cut out.
Yes.
Yeah, it is hard.
Are you even still recording?
From an eye appointment.
No, I thought that we cut.
Yeah, no, we didn't cut. The Zoom said they stopped recording. We're still recording though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what's gonna? I'm about to be home, so I might have to leave the Zoom. Maybe I make Jake the host. I'm so sorry about this, guys. It's just an inconvenience for all of us.
If
really.
You're about to be home, you could have pushed the recording 20 minutes, and everyone.
I didn't really want to do that.
I could have finished my meal.
Hard out.
No, I don't.
You know, it's just I try to be professional. If you're on time, you're late. That's what I always say.
You were late, in addition to being in a car.
You were 5 minutes late.
Did we all go around and say one thing we were excited about?
Yeah, I think pretty much. But what are you excited about?
Honestly, I'm excited to be back home here in a second so I can be in the studio so that I don't have to deal with all this driving. But
you see how distracted
new studio. I'm really excited for the new studio. Marty has a couple of lackey tasks for me to do to get the whole thing set up.
What's he got you doing?
He hasn't given me the list yet, but he said, I asked, is there anything you need me to do? And he said, yes, there absolutely is going to be.
I'm also pretty excited for Baku, the Azerbaijan Grand Prix.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. The new Prix?
The next Grand Prix, Formula One. You're not paying attention to me because you're getting out of a car. Like, stalled out or something.
I didn't put it in park. What's that? Sorry, why is that funny?
Is that a new car or is that the old car? That's not your Jeep. That looks like...
I sold my Jeep for a RAV.
You got a RAV4?
Yeah, because of I get like 40 miles a gallon.
Interesting.
I hope this is good for audio.
It's
probably
not,
but I mean, I guess like sound. Skates.
It's good for video. It's fun to watch you walk through LA.
And of course, this isn't being recorded anymore, so like, can't even use it for social or anything.
Yeah.
That's a nice gate you have. What's your address?
I looked that up.
But yeah, I mean, again, I don't know why it always has to go through me. Let's talk amongst ourselves while I get situated in the studio, right? Like, that's what a good friend would do. That's what a good comedian would do. That we all have to, like, fly by the seat of our pants at this point. Because, yeah, we're fucking fitting this in midweek, right? Tuesday, this goes out this Friday.
You don't usually have to do shit like this. You just keep talking about how you want us to talk.
Yeah. And then, sorry, let me just get my keys.
Of course.
This is not ideal. I think we've all recognized that, but to keep talking about it like it's novel would be kind of a disservice to the listener, right? Because it's been 8 minutes in.
Yeah, we have to just move on with the show.
Power through, onward, right? That's what we've always done on this show. And then nobody fucking says anything,
I'm
right?
I'm just so...
You're like so good just sitting down. I'm going to let you sit down and then we can start the show.
Now I have to cut all this bullshit out.
You don't fucking cut the bullshit. Ferris cuts it out. You yelled for Ferris to cut shit out.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
When you started the show, where were you in LA? Like how many miles away from where you are right now?
I was pretty close to home, but I figured I'd take the scenic route just because, okay, I'm not going to make it home without pushing the record. So I might as well give him a good background to see.
But then you lost internet.
And all we saw was your car anyway, so.
He's changing his cord, I guess. Plugging into something else. He looks like a scientist from an 80s movie now with his thin glasses and long hair.
Thin glasses, long hair, like Pendleton quilt behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks like someone is holding him against his will. Forcing him to create a nuclear bomb that only he knows how to build.
Well, it looks like he should be like a 70s musician, like a friend of Cat Stevens.
That's good.
Other day, Jeff sent me a text that was like, do you want to know my style icon? It was a photo of Danny Sugarman. And I have to say he looks exactly like the photo that he sent right now. So I think his goal is complete.
I'm fully recording again. One, two, three, sync. Perfect. Yeah. We made it. We fucking made it. And that's only a testament to the, I want to say durability of the show. The flexibility, the you know, we're not a bunch of Capricorns, right? We're not a bunch of Virgos. We're fine if plans change.
No.
We absolutely can go with the flow in that specific regard.
I feel like you can't go with the flow. Just like 2 minutes ago, you were scolding all of us for not being able to carry the weight of being the host. Like, you spun out and yelled at us.
Daddy, chill.
Okay. Yep,
there it is. Sunbird's back.
This whole first 10 minutes has felt like a whirlwind.
Whirlwind? Isn't it whirlwind?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to say whirlwind. I was trying to say whirlwind because in a way, the world's won. Because this has been good content for us in our ears.
I was just talking to Jake about the fact that now all I care about is motorsport and F1 racing.
Mm-hmm. We have the need for speed, Marika.
I have the need for speed. My life has been changed. I truly, like, the only things I think about 24/7 anymore are, aside from work, are F1 and motorsport and then the X-Men. So that's all I care about now. That's all I can really talk about.
Have you followed any racers on Instagram?
I haven't followed any on Instagram. I have like a racing Twitter list, so I don't have to follow anybody. I can just like keep up with it. And I added a bunch to that. Do you follow any?
Carlos. I follow signs.
Yeah. A good lad.
I feel like
have you gotten into any sport ever? Is this the first sport you've been emotionally invested in? Your entire life?
Me?
No, Marika.
Talking to me? Oh.
I was into football in college because I was doing fantasy football with friends. Wow. So I was like actually paying attention. I played sports as a child, but I didn't ever follow them. So I didn't have like a lot of favorite. Like I really like soccer, but I've never followed soccer.
So this is the biggest sporting fan moment of your life.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair.
And you
to
watch
say.
Full like races, I, right? Like hours
yeah,
of the driving.
Yeah, I've woken up at 5 a.m. to watch a 4-hour race.
Because if you start halfway through, and it's the same lap over and over, right?
Like, it's the same lap over and over.
So you're saying 100 laps instead of 50 if you wake up at 7.
Is that you watching, that's you watching Le Mans?
It's the European Le Mans series. So yeah, it's like, but... The problem is that, so I've watched two of those now, And I know that the strategy that my favorite team is doing, which is to put Michael Fassbender as the first stint and then have other people like cover for him and then have him go out again and keep race pace. So if I wake up at 5, then I can watch his first stint. If I don't wake up at 5, then I have to like wait.
Wait, they're changing drivers in the middle of you do that?
Yeah, for the like the longer endurance races, you change drivers. For F1, it's just like races. One.
My so your shin leg hurts. Is sore.
They're all fucking endurance races.
They're so, are you kidding me? They're Monaco, so they strong.
They did 78 laps going like 200 miles per hour.
And they like talked about how pace. Like your core strength has to be so strong because you're like being pulled by this car that's going like so fast. So you have to be like upright at all times. It's crazy. They do like weird neck exercises.
Jeff was doing this sport by accident at the top of the podcast. How hard can
that's
it be?
That's why I was so worried. I just watched someone crash and die. And I was so worried.
And Michael Fassbender, the actor, does the racing?
Yeah. I mean, it's not quite, I don't think it's quite as dangerous as Formula One is.
I mean, that kind of discredits the sport, right? Right off the bat, an actor being like, I'm in, and he's doing it. And sometimes
well, like, he's,
sorry,
he's like,
we got the word of the week.
What was it?
Discredit.
Really?
Yeah.
Meaning what?
I am cash poor at the moment, so that's going to be only $10 to
him. Don't Venmo me. Don't
it's on principle at a certain point.
He's on Patrick Dempsey's racing team. Like, there's like a history of actors doing this.
Celebrity ass rock like, jock racing.
It's better than him making a tequila.
He also has that.
Does he have a tequila?
He also has a tequiki. Yeah.
No, not. Wait, who does?
Now you're interested.
Wait, no, but who are you?
I like Fassbender.
I was trying to finish my thought and you like started tequila? Talking about tequila.
I want to get into drinking and driving, so I'll do tequila and stock racing.
But not at the same time, right?
No, yeah.
The same weekend.
Not.
I don't even want to like pretend to be sending out a message that it's okay to be reckless while driving, specifically drinking and driving. That's not a good message.
You'd have to
say,
you'd have to specify because you were recklessly driving.
I was normally driving.
So you have to specify if it's about alcohol.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. You know,
you obviously don't care about reckless driving.
This is
but not you care about
the point
drinking
of the show.
Driving.
The point of the show is to wax about what we care about. All right. Marika was just
what
doing
we were
it.
Doing.
That's what I'm saying. Let's get back to that. Let's get back on track.
Okay. All right.
I mean, who were you talking about having tequila? Michael Fassbender does not have tequila.
Yeah. He doesn't have tequila, right?
Yeah. Is that a sign to move on?
No, I was just, it was like, it was good content thus far. And so I was
so
just.
So that's why you applauded?
Yeah, in a way. Because like if this was a live show, that would have happened naturally.
Yeah, mid might. Would it have at that specific moment?
I can't wait to do this podcast on a live show.
You're a demon.
It's like I'm trying to imagine what this would look like live. Would you just walk around the stage?
You know, I've been listening to the show recently with that sound effect, and the way it gets played, it makes me think that other people start doing it when you play it. But now that I'm here, sitting here, I want everyone listening to know that no one spoke during that. That was all, every single sheet was an audio clip. That one was Jeff.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Major Keeler of the week.
There's always a way that you can work something into your schedule. I didn't think that this record was going to happen today, and I obviously made it fucking happen. So you never really have an excuse for anything to miss anything, even if you're sick.
Bad lesson. You should have skipped it. You should have pushed it. And of course, you can fit it in because you do nothing all day. You had a fucking IFAT appointment at 1 and you scheduled a podcast at 1:05. So your lesson is that you can always do shit. Other people have real jobs. You're telling like doctors and lawyers, like you can always fit shit in. Like I woke up at 10:40 and got like fucking ointment injected into my corneas and then I did a podcast. So anything is possible.
Able to accomplish everything I needed to do today, an eye appointment and a loose podcast recording.
Yeah, you're not really Kevin Garnett screaming anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun here. That's part of the issue, actually, is that the lines get blurred between what's considered work and what's just hanging out. So we'll do this show, and there's a clear structure to it that I have planned, but then you guys go on these bullshit tangents, and then I'm like, well, we're not going to get to the segments that we're supposed to.
You said right, the point of the show was to wax. You said
also, are you saying that like the segments you have are the work and our bullshit tangents aren't? Like, it's all the same thing, right?
What is the segment? You haven't done one yet. We're 20 minutes in. You haven't gotten to the first segment.
The time code that I wanted to start it at was 20 minutes, so we have 2 more minutes of horseshit if you want to just trudge through that.
I'm at Jesus 20,
Christ.
At least. Yeah, I think you lost some minutes because you did the podcast in a car and lost reception or something. Yeah, that's right. You will do the segment now.
Welcome to Development Hell. Development Hell. Jake and Amir are currently experiencing it, and we can't speak with much more liberty on the subject.
You don't know anything. What are you talking about?
What's the title?
We're not talking.
Are you talking about like the Patreon videos?
No. Or whatever?
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't know about that. That's true.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I found out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Yeah.
I guess bleep the title, bleep the person's name. And in theory, you can keep the name of the segment. But
cool.
That's it.
The name of the game is Development Hell. I'm going to basically list some log lines, and you guys are going to tell me whether it is something I made up or something that is currently being developed by a major production company or television network. And I think you might find that it's hard to figure it out because there's some really bad shows being developed. All right, here we go. The show is centered on a bioengineer who discovers the gene that makes someone an asshole.
That's a real thing in development.
I think also.
I'll say fake.
That's correct.
I'll say fake. Fake.
No, that's being developed.
I'll say Jeff made it up right now. I say fake.
That is going to be real. That's a show called A5. And let
you fucking steamrolled your answer after you heard the ding.
I'll say not real. That you're still no, lying about
it. It's too late.
It's already real. We've already said that it's real. That's being developed by 3Arts. So shout out. Here we go. A guy finds himself trapped inside the body of a penguin.
I think that's real.
The Andre Drummond story. I'll say fake.
No, that's going to be real. That's a TV movie called Tux. That's going to be developed by Artist First, your guys' former management company.
We should say that a lot of these things might not happen. Like when things are in development, that's like what Hollywood says to say that they're working on stuff. But like 2% of these things will actually happen. So
yeah, but
don't
expect
to see
this
coming
out. That feels like a weird preface because it kind of has nothing to do with the game.
Fuck off.
When Mason's father shows up to his first rock concert, he's forced to reconcile with his suburban past.
This is fake.
Yeah, that's gotta
Mason.
Be. You named the guy.
I'll go real that you're doing all of these for real.
That one's fake. So wow. Jake was correct.
All right.
I'm 0 for 3.
Two siblings. One is a Hell's Angel. The other is a Lady Superior. Can they get along as they take care of their dying mother?
That one's real.
Yeah.
I'll skirt the other way and go fake. Yeah.
That one's fake. That one I made up.
Whoa. That's really good, actually. Wait, save that one because I'd love to develop it.
That was not
you.
Bad.
You want to put together a white supremacist gang member and the head of a convent?
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to package it.
Charlie Hunnam and Glenn Close. I think that actually gets us there.
Yeah, and if we have like an A-list director, like a Wolliner type, someone who's been there, done that with regards to ABC Studios / family, I feel like we can push this through if necessary.
That's any
because
project.
A lot of it, yeah.
That's any project if you had an A-list director.
With the right packaging. Yeah, with
yeah,
the right
any
packaging,
project with the right showrunner.
This is straight to Freeform for sure.
I mean, you think about someone like a Chuck Lorre type who can sell a ham sandwich in the room. And
who's going to be the first A-list?
That's one of the last things they're going to figure out. That's going to absolutely be years down the line.
Where are we getting crafty? Who's the grip?
That can be decided day of.
They have to be union.
No, they don't.
They have to be union.
Crafty union?
I'm saying crafty from Union Market, you son of a bitch.
Not clear. We have to move on. A dangerous... just listen
Real.
To it. A dangerous substance known as Ice 9 threatens life on Earth as we know it.
Real.
What is
Ice 9?
Ice 9 is a what? What is Ice 9?
Dangerous. Let me just say it again substance. Without laughing. A dangerous substance known as Ice 9 threatens life on Earth as we know it.
How do you spell Ice 9? Is it the number 9 or is it like a hyphen N-I-N-E?
It's like Tech 9.
It's hyphenated Ice 9 spelled
that's,
out.
That's real. I'll say it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's real, and that's based on a Kurt Vonnegut novel.
Slaughterhouse Nine.
That's a different nine novel. Novel for short. All right. A diamond in the rough style man finds solace in a hopeless place.
It's gotta be fake. Because that means nothing.
It's so general.
A diamond in the rough style man.
The language is so clear. Also, when he laughs, it's real. Because he's reading it like for the second time.
Because I'm shocked that it's happening, yeah. When Andy goes viral on Twitter, all hell stays the same.
So clearly.
Because that's just a weird joke on a format.
Correct,
for a show.
Correct, all right. Yeah. A man
but
named...
Wait, all hell stays the same? That means like the... You think the phrase is all hell gets different
loose.
Or something like that. Yeah. It should be like breaks tight or something like that. All hell
all
stays
hell
the
stays
same
tight.
Means nothing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, are you surprised he phoned it in? He did half the episode from his car.
Yeah. All right. A man named Guyton gets rimmed.
Guyton
I saw
Ice
that on
nine.
Pornhub, actually.
Yeah, that one's fake. When Kendall Sconce right. gets diagnosed as a drunkard, all hell stays the same.
All right, that,
that one
real.
Is real. It has to be. Because I think Bill Lawrence is attached.
That's a doozer.
Bill Lawrence is attached.
Yeah.
Wow. Who's their DP? Who's
it doesn't
shoot
matter.
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
In TV especially, it doesn't fucking matter. They're just trying to get the episode out in 5 days.
For sure.
For sure.
Multicam or
single, yeah.
That's really good.
Who's showrunner?
This one could be a reboot if it gets made and then later on. They
Damon Lindelof then?
Peyton Manning tries to garden.
That's a Papa John's commercial.
Correct. So that one was not a show, but it was a commercial that I believe was stuck in development hell for a bit.
Possible.
I hate your face while we're watching this, while we're listening. You look bored by your own insanely long music cue.
Let me tell you guys what's missing in the world.
Oh, no.
Art.
Nice.
Is it?
We all log off at once.
What an insane segment for a podcast where you have shared your screen and you're showing us art.
And the art looks like a stamp of Elvis done six times of varying degrees apart.
Elvis holding a gun eight times. Yeah. Eight Elvises holding a gun.
It's watermark too.
Yeah. It's a Shopify website.
Couldn't find the original or... Yeah.
So it's
the original
sold?
Is an NFT.
Not really.
Yeah. So, going back to your what the world is missing is art. There's like a whole new area of art that, like,
and I think
isn't
the world has
good,
too much art.
Yeah. It's causing problems for sure.
I guess my real point is that attention spans are shrinking, interest in art is dwindling, and people aren't really appreciating what it might have to offer.
Well, we were stuck inside and couldn't go to museums for like over a year. So I think that could be part of the problem.
That is true, and I will give you that. But I thought that what we could do is we could examine some art of across several different media.
Sure.
And what's that?
I said sure.
And we could basically give some criticism, give some thoughts, see what emotions it provokes in us. What emotions the art elicits from us.
There's no way you had this planned. You barely made it through the description of this, not even game, but conversation we're supposed to be having.
Yeah, not all of it has to be a game. Everybody keeps fucking saying, oh, you every segment you do is like
no,
this or
I
that.
I like this.
Every segment is Elvis Presley or Elvis Costello. And I'm like, fine, I'll try something new. So I got in my car.
Yeah, and then?
Basically, when I was outlining the episode, I was like, let's not do a game. Let's just talk. Let's just wax art.
Great. I'll do it.
What'd you say?
Oh my, I said I'll do it.
Yeah. This is Eight Elvises by Andy Warhol.
No. It's not, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Really?
Go to the next one.
Yeah. This is The Thinker by Auguste Rodin.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think
nice,
it's
famous
not,
statue.
It's interesting because, what you have to understand is that in the original, his native language of French, it's actually Le Penseur. And I think it's just to represent not only the ideal male physique while sitting, because sometimes when you sit, you could be in good shape, but if you're leaning forward, you might, show a little bit of your belly. And I know that we're like entering this new phase of body positivity, but they didn't quite have that in Rodin's age, right? So, of course, the thinker is jacked. The thinker is cut. Look at those calves, Jake. You'd kill to have those.
I would.
You think that they didn't have body positivity in the time when there was like no social media?
The sculptor here was not thinking about like a belly popping out as this guy leaned forward.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't top of mind, I don't think.
It must be nice, right? Must be nice.
Yeah.
To not have to think about that while sculpting.
Are we talking about art or abs? I feel
at a certain point, it's kind of like, the Venn diagram's a circle there, right? Because when you see someone who's in such certain type of shape, they can't help but feel like a work of art to me.
He also has a hell of a hairline.
Yeah.
The thinker is kind of zaddy. Do you have an angle on the cock?
Let's see that little peepee, actually. Yeah, here we go.
What about this for modern art? So it's the...
All right.
He's just searching the thinker cock.
Oh, yeah, that is going to be covered by what looks to be some kind of cloth.
A loin cloth,
A modest.
Yeah. Oh, this might be the thinker standing up. And that one's, well.
No, that's just another naked statue of a naked person. Right. So here's what I'm thinkering. It's nice. The thinker statue, but it's a guy on a toilet and he's looking at his cell phone. So it's like, we're not thinking anymore. But like next time, like Gen Z is in this position,
that
it's because we're
exists.
Staring.
Yeah,
that
it definitely exists.
So search there's that. No, say the doesn't. Thinker on the toilet on his phone. Because if not, then I can just get into, what is this, ironwork?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And so it's many. Not even like it's just been done once. It's been done so much. That
yeah,
was like
there's like seven
the
different
opposite
examples immediately.
Of an original
well,
idea.
Actually, not only one of them is on their phone. Okay.
Robin
Two
Williams
on their phone.
What'd you say?
I was just correcting Mary. Said only one of them is on their phone. Two of them are on their phone.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
A lot of them are just on a toilet, though.
Yeah. I was going to say that Robin Williams offered the thinker a roll of toilet paper, which is actually fucking hilarious to have.
That's actually
oh, like
good.
He is on a toilet. Yeah.
That, I think, is great art. Yeah. This photograph.
This photo, I would, I actually might print. Yeah. This is fucking cool.
Who's your favorite artist, Jeff?
Me?
Yes.
Is that your answer?
Still set as a question, though.
Matt McCormick. He's a modern artist who kind of does mixed media stuff. It's like painting and also using different materials. And it's kind of pop arty. It's also Western art. And he also incorporates like 60s rock quotes into his stuff. Mm-hmm. The persistence of...
We didn't say anything that time. You stopped.
The persistence of memory... Sorry, Ferris, can you actually do a sax break here? I need to like calm down. Sax.
All right, we're back. The persistence.
And we're just going to continue this segment. Don't you usually use the sax to like break
up? Yeah, well, I just was on like the verge of a breakdown there, so I like had to compose myself for even 30
right,
seconds.
Well, you barely did any time, so if you need to actually take some time to relax.
Well,
and
let's
calm
take
down.
Some time just like Salvador Dali did in The Persistence of Memory, and he melted clocks. And that can't help but make me feel some type of emotion. Second that emotion. What do we think?
What type of emotion? What type of emotion?
It's interesting because sometimes when you look at the clock, you know, like, for example, beginning of this episode, I knew that I had to be home by 1 and I wasn't home till like, what, 1:15? So that made me anxious. That made me creative.
Mm-hmm.
And so staring at clocks that are melting on what looks to be some kind of ledge and also a branch.
And what's that? What's the middle one on? Is it like a dead seal or something? What's going on there?
Yeah, I think it's just art. So you don't have to like think about it too much.
You just spent a minute analyzing something. And then I asked one follow-up question. You said it's just art, so you don't have to think about it too much. That's the whole point of art, is that you think about it too much.
It's also the point of this segment where you wanted to dissect art.
Yeah, I'm also actually, I looked up on Wikipedia analysis of this to figure out if that was anything in particular, and it's maybe based on Bosch's The Garden of Earthly Delights, which is one of my favorite paintings.
Yeah.
There's like a creature in that looks similar.
And that's not Bosch the television show.
Correct.
Yeah, no, obviously. Are those eyelashes on the left there?
I actually think this might be a bird's head, and then that's the beak, and then this is the eyelash of a bird.
Yeah, sure.
A chicken's beak in a way.
I'll allow it. I don't necessarily feel any particular emotion looking at this, but I enjoy it. I enjoy surrealism.
It's a visually pleasing, I don't want to say article.
Right, because it's,
because it's a painting.
Yeah, I guess that's why. Let's move on. Different medium here. This is a poem by Jack Kerouac, How to Meditate, one of his most famous. I'm just going to kind of recite it, and then we can talk about it.
It's pretty long to recite.
Lights out. Fall, hands are clasped into instantaneous ecstasy like a shot of heroin or morphine. The gland inside my brain discharging that good, glad fluid, holy fluid, as I hap down and hold all my body parts down to a dead stop trance, healing all my sicknesses, erasing all. Not even the shred of a I hope you or a loony balloon left in it, but the mind blank, serene, thoughtless. When a thought comes a-springing from afar with its held-forth figure of image, you spoof it out. You spuff it out.
You fake it and it fades, and thought never comes, and with joy you realize for the first time,
thinking's just like not thinking, so I don't have to think anymore.
Is this about jacking off? The first sentence really makes it seem like that, now that I think about it. What would the good, glad fluid?
Hap down, hold my body parts?
Feels very on par with that generation of artists. Yes.
Yeah, I honestly would not put it past Kerouac to just write a beautiful poem about, for lack of a better term, autofellatio.
That's the lack of the correct term.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts beyond? Well, I guess we could just expand it. Like, what are your guys's? Can we speak off the record for a second? How do you guys get off?
No.
Jesus Christ.
No. I thought you were going to ask us about the poem. Off like the record in the wrong
trap.
Way.
Yeah. Like you lured us into looking at art just to ask us how we masturbate. That's so fucked up. It's like a long con.
Go to the next one.
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
It appears to be from a blogger, a blog spot.
That's just a nice home. It's a pool on a roof.
That's the stall house. Case study house number, I believe, 22.
It's really nice. It looks like mid-century modern. Yeah. In the Hollywood Hills. Nice jetliner
views. Case study
views.
Houses were inherently mid-century modern. But yeah, nice.
So you didn't want anybody saying anything. Because whenever I chime in, you say, don't think, or yeah, that's obvious. So now I'm like in a position where I don't want to help the conversation along.
There's no way you guys haven't seen a photo of this house, right? This is like one of the most famous houses of all time.
Yeah, sure. I think I've seen it.
I know Jake has. I wasn't worried about you.
Okay, well, what is this segment? Because you're just antagonizing us, I think.
I've taken so many art classes, and this is by far the worst art discussion I've ever participated in. I have an art degree, and I hate this.
Well, this is that's a great segue, actually, because the last piece of art is the friendship that we've kind of all formed together at HeadGum.
Yeah, so now Jeff is on the HeadGum About page, where there's just photos of everybody.
So I think that there is a certain art form in forming bonds between humans, because at a certain point we're all part of one collective soul. So when I hurt myself purposefully, it's to ideally through some kind of voodoo ritual hurt Amir.
It's never worked. I'm sorry to tell you, I've never felt pain when you hurt yourself.
Really?
But I'd like you to keep trying.
How do you know?
Because I stepped on a stingray like 2 weeks ago when I was surfing purposefully so that you would feel that pain in your arch.
I'm fine arch-wise, thank you.
I've been limping for a decade.
Actually, and my feet hurt.
Yeah, maybe you've been angling everything. That's why Jake's feet have been hurting for 7 years now, because you're constantly stepping on shit.
Wait, this is real. Jake, did you have a finger injury?
Yeah, several.
You had an A2 pulley thing?
Yeah.
And it lasted for a long time?
Long time. A couple months.
That's when I was carrying you.
I heard it climbing. Did you hear it climbing or jacking off Jack Kerouac style?
I heard it climbing. And it's like, I just have taken the past 2 weeks off. But like when I press down on it, it's like a little bit of pain still, but not that much.
Keep waiting.
Really?
Keep waiting. Because the worst thing you can do is rush back. You'll hurt it worse.
I know.
Give it 2 more weeks.
I think I'm going to give it 6 weeks total.
Nice. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Oh, God. Seeing you just fucking
mouse
over the soundboard. Really, I get to see how the sausage is made, and it's you sort of a child indiscriminately choosing which sound effect to go.
I will
ruin
admit
the show
that I
with.
Stopped. I forgot that I didn't stop my screen share. I don't know what else to say, guys. We get the keys to Marty Wood, the new HeadGum LA office, as we're calling it.
Marty Wood?
What's that?
Who's calling it Marty Wood?
I called it that last night in the Slack, and I thought it would catch on. I thought it already did.
Oh, that picture of the Hollywood sign, but it said Marty Wood? Did you make that, or was that already?
Jake, are you
like,
going to come out to LA for that? I thought that you said that you might come out for the LA office opening ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know if I'm going to come out for like the grand opening, but I think I'm going to come out to LA sometime in June. So I'll be there. Yeah.
Cool.
That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Are you going to be around the office at all, or are you going to kind of like sulk in Silver Lake?
I'm going to be around the office, the first one. What do you mean sulk in Silver Lake?
You waited pretty long to get your vaccine, and I have to think that it was some kind of anti-vaccine effort.
I got it the first day it was available to my age bracket.
You said you didn't believe in the second vaccine, right?
Well, the second vaccine is not necessary, Johnson & Johnson style. If you just get one Pfizer or one Moderna, you're pretty much as immune as somebody who got the J&J plus herd immunity. So yeah, I didn't want to get like a headache for a day, but I still got my first dose.
That's just a horrible game plan. Yeah, you're 60 to 80% effect or whatever, but why not be 95?
Because you didn't want a headache?
Because I heard like a lot of people had like some nasty side effects. So I said, on the day, it's not for me. And I got up and
on
I left.
The day you got there and you
I got there and I sat down and he's like, so you know about the side effects? And I said, like, hell I do.
The side effects are notoriously 1/10 of what COVID is.
Okay, so I'll get it. Like, what do you want me to do?
Well, now it's too late. You have to get the first one again.
I will not, because then the second will be like the fucking third.
But it'll still be the second.
Fine, I'll get them all. What do you want? Like, I lost my card. I don't even remember if I got the Pfizer or the Moderna. I got pricked by a prick, and now I have to fucking guess and check my way through immunity. When we just passed 50% of all Americans are now at least half vaccinated.
He's not doing the sound effect. This is just them. Now it's the sound effect.
No, I got my second. I got my second one 12 days ago at this point. So
okay.
Nice.
I'll be fully vaxxed by this weekend. Yeah.
Day one, when we get the keys, are you going to be there?
I think we already have the keys. So yeah, I've seen the office, but I'll be there the day. Yeah. Major key
alert. It's a different kind of major key alert. It's just more that we have the major keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we going to do with that mural? Because we have a mural on the side of the building. And Marty was gossiping to me that there might be like a 10-foot mural space that we have access to. And then we're going to like keep a little square where we can kind of put podcast art on. Or is that bullshit?
Yeah, I wanted to do like, you know, those famous like street arts that people line up to take pictures with to make them Instagram chic, like the pink wall in LA, or like stand here and think about
wings,
someone who loves you. Yeah,
wings.
The angel
yeah,
wings.
The I love you in Austin. That's
yeah,
what
exactly.
We, do.
We need like, we need a fucking Instagram wall. We need people lining up to take a picture next to our office.
Sounds and awful. Yeah. Also, the second one you cited is on that building. The stand here and think
the
about something
wings?
You love. Yeah, that one is on the building.
So what about one that says, or you can stand here and think about someone who's just fine?
I actually really like that. That's really good.
You should do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we should just go into plugs. I know we all have work to do.
Go into plugs.
We all.
We heard that. You misspoke. Go into plugs. Like it's a gyoza. Hey, it's Gio.
I didn't hear it, but that's pretty funny if he did misspeak.
Rufio. Okay. Gio. Wow. Now let's go into plugs. Where did you go? Hey, come be back.
Why don't you go fuck yourself?
That's really good. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Like G-Y-O.
Or G-I-O even.
Yeah. Fuck yourself.
Here's my plug.
Hey.
Los Angeles, California.
Forget that.
Get his Forget ass. That. Get his ass. And if you can't get your ass to LA, mail him. For lack of a better term, toxic biochemicals, anthrax, ricin, it'll all be nice to him.
In. Ferris, let's bleep that out in the key of G with a kazoo.
Anything to plug, Jake?
Yeah, I sell wallets now. So you can buy yourself a wallet. Yeah, over at brothershalcyon.com. Yeah.
They're nice.
I'm a wallet salesman.
Do you make a lot of money off that, or is it just kind of like you break even and it's fun to do?
I don't make a lot of money, but it was fun to design a wallet.
Sell wallets to put cash in the wallet.
That's right. That's right.
Marika, plugs?
Watch Formula One, I guess. It's really fun. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Marika Elon.
Baku next weekend. Let's go Ferrari! Ooh.
Follow me on Rider. It's this erotic OnlyFans style vlog / zine that I'm hoping to start. rydr.co.ar.
You're founding it.
And if that URL isn't working, something went terribly awry in the formulation process, I wasn't able to.
Something went terribly awry or
code.
Go to that site now.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. If you work at Twitter and you're listening to this, I apply for verification, please.
Give me that blue check, because that's all I need to be happy. If not, we'll catch you guys again next week.
Oh, Gio and have fun, everybody.
Yeah. Fucking stupid ass.
I don't know if he said Gio, actually.
Words correctly.
But yeah, really? He did.
Because I didn't, like I said, I didn't hear if he said go or
it sounded
Gio,
clean, actually, now that I'm replaying it in my mind's eye.
Shit, really?
Yeah. Did you get a haircut again?
I gotta go.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.